Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 124.
124.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
And happy Halloween to you and yours.
I can't see shit. What the hell's going on? Hey, have you ever seen a zombie drink beers?
No. But I can't drink beers with this fucking thing on, so I'm going to have to take it off. I figured I didn't plan my costume properly.
It doesn't matter.
It's all good. So I'm going to take it off now.
It's all good.
Happy Halloween to you.
That's right.
And yours.
Hey, isn't it Brocktober?
It's not anymore.
It's Brocktober!
Oh, I do have UFC gloves.
Yeah, good luck trying to drink with those on, by the way. There's no fingers, just nubs.
Put up your dukes.
Nice. It's all about the dukes.
So, yeah, if you guys are dressing up for Halloween, post some photos. Send us some photos on our Facebook. I love to see it, man. Some cool shit. I think the UFC is doing some kind of wacky contest on the underground.
Like,
post your UFC-related costume and you win free tickets to, like, an event or something crazy. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Dana White's been, like, really active on the underground. Well, his secretary, anyways. And,
that's him. He's totally got the time.
No, he admits that it's not him. He's like, yeah, that's my secretary. But I asked her to do it, so.
Well, he probably just dictates to her.
Yeah. He's like, do this.
Those big CEO types, they like to dictate.
Yeah. Speaking of dictating, have you seen BJ Penn recently?
No.
I forgot to mention this earlier. Dude, check this out. Tell me he's not yoked. Look at that.
He's on the fucking
I see abs.
I see juice.
Abs.
He's a juice monkey.
Oh, yeah.
You have to send me that.
He's going
to
kick ass. He's going to destroy.
Oh, please. You're out of your mind.
Destroy.
Are you saying a resurgence for Penn already?
No, he's just going to destroy. One fight and done. Dude, he's a monster. The man.
He's awesome.
He's all natural. He's Hawaiian.
For one round. Strong. He's awesome.
I know. He will not be taken down for one round. One round.
You just got to survive the first round.
There's some stats. I don't know. When we talk about that fight, I'll bring it up. There's some crazy stat I saw. Something about like BJ.
His takedown defense.
That and something about punches landed versus thrown or something ridiculous. It's like a really crazy stat for the. And you think he has the most minutes in the octagon of any UFC fighter, too? Some of that. I should have brought the stats. I forgot.
Yeah, you're talking crazy talk right now.
I'm pretty sure.
You know, I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you know.
Fair enough.
Chicago Bears.
Are the Bears going to do the Super Bowl
shuffle? I don't know. They made a hell of a comeback today. What's going on with your Lions?
Hey, they won two.
See? The Central is the strongest division in the NFL.
Could be.
Less the team on the bottom that's not 500.
Yeah, right. And Dallas got trounced by the Giants, and these things happen.
It's all good. They do.
All good. I watched English Premier League soccer today. Again, I'm addicted. I can't stop.
Soccer hammer. It's all good.
I need more European football. These guys are crazy, man. They're crazy.
Hey, how about those Blackhawks? They look pretty sharp, huh?
Are they playing hockey?
Not so much.
I thought they were going to save the season.
They just canceled all games for November. You might as well kiss this motherfucker goodbye. They're not going to play a game.
They shouldn't play.
It's fucking shenanigans, it's
bullshit,
man.
At this point.
It's another sport where you can't afford to lose a season. Like, you just start gaining fans.
Yep.
Like, I remember going to the United Center to watch the Blackhawks, I don't know how many years ago. Fucking empty.
35 years ago when Matt was four.
Yeah, and then look what happens when you win a Stanley Cup. Then fucking fall.
Yeah.
But, I don't think you're going to see any hockey this season.
It's fine. I mean, baseball fucked themselves when they did that whole thing, and hockey's going to do the same thing. The worst thing you can do is to not play. You know, it almost happened to the NFL.
Scabs. What about the scabs? Let's get the scab players out. I'd like a little scab hockey. We'd probably have a shitload of fights. I guarantee that.
That's all we need is fights.
That's all it should be. All this 24/7. Bench clearing. Yeah. That should be legal.
Bench clearing. Brawls.
Especially in hockey, because most of those guys know how to fight. Not baseball. You see those fuckers in the bench clearing brawls and the sucker punches those bitches throw.
Brutal.
They're fucking like... Do you remember the one with, like, Tommy Lasorda got thrown for a loss?
Yeah,
like, an old man. Just like, like, you guys are going to have a fucking heart attack. You can't kill that dude. Jesus Christ.
Mother Time has not been kind to that man. He was in a commercial I saw just, like, a day ago. Not looking so good, Tommy.
Well, he's got to be close to 90.
Yeah. He's,
no?
Well, I don't know, but he's packed on some pounds. He wasn't moving around. He was sitting in a commercial.
Wheeling him out now? Yeah. Oh, man.
So, It is
a motherfucker. He needs to get on the TRT. That'll reverse aging, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be swell.
He could be. Not like Rich Franklin.
Not so much. No him and Kung Lee.
Ixnay on the TRT for those guys.
Well, especially when you have a fan backlash.
Yeah.
So let's hit some news up. Hopefully I'll guess. What do you say, left or right?
Right.
Wrong. Oh. Now we're fucked. Now Ingo just fucked us.
You have a mouse pointer. That's good.
Hang on. Hang on. This is what happens when things break.
Highly
on a
technical.
Daily basis.
Zombies working.
It's all
controls.
Good. So.
Oh.
Look at this high tech slide that I had to manipulate.
Top notch.
So, ESPN is basically shitting on this matchup of John Jones versus Chael Sonnen.
Okay.
And I don't recall the uproar when Vitor Belfort fought John Jones. So what are your thoughts on this matchup? You think this is a valid matchup?
I love it.
Fuck yeah.
Big fan. You know what? Yeah. It doesn't always have to be make sense, but in this case, I think it's what the fans wanted. And I don't care if ESPN doesn't like it. When the fuck are they covering MMA anyways?
Yeah, you guys are a little late to the game, so you know what? You can go fuck yourself.
The fans want it. It's going to be awesome. It might be the most epic Ultimate Fighter series in the history.
It will.
John Jones may, did you say it or before? He may cry on the show, right?
Yes, I said he will end up in a fetal position crying.
It's possible.
Because he's not as mentally strong as Chael Sonnen.
Chael will eat him alive. And, you know, maybe they'll never fight. I don't know. This could be all like bullshit to save Ultimate Fighter. But Dana White said that nobody wanted to fight John Jones. And Chael Sonnen, as soon as he picked up the phone, was like, I'll do it. Let's do it.
I'll do it tomorrow. You want to go right now? Let's go.
So, not the most skilled man, not the most technical man, not the
highest fighter IQ,
but
balls of steel.
That's right. So he'll
take. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not for the fans? And you know what? I think he has a chance.
Fuck yeah, he's got the best chance out of anybody. Just like Rashad Evans, he had the best chance out of anybody, but he didn't use his wrestling prowess.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Unfortunately,
you got to wrestle fuck that guy or armbar him.
Yes. Or just make him mentally
mentally break. Because what will happen when you've said all sorts of bad things about his coach?
I don't know. If Jones comes out with a game plan that's not himself, that could be really the biggest. What'd you say? You said it before. Only who can beat Jones is Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So Chael gets into his head enough. It was just jibber jabbering the whole time. The stare down and the whole thing. You know, like his walkout song has some shit on it.
Yeah.
You should do that. Can you do? Is that legal to do?
What's that?
Talk shit during your walkout song, like if it's like on the tape, like if it's just like similarly, Jones is a pussy, yeah. Like over and over.
I'm gonna rape you. I'm gonna hold you down.
Is that possible?
You feel pain.
I like
you
it.
Never felt before.
Do you like it?
Pain? Yes.
No. John Jones versus Chael
Sonnen. Yes, I love it.
Okay.
I think we should have more fights that the fans want to see. Fuck rankings.
Yes.
Because that's why John Fitch was not in the mix, and now he's back in the mix. But you have to be entertaining, put on entertaining fights, want to finish fights.
Yes.
Then I'm in. I don't give a fuck. I like more mismatches, though. I like Strike Force style cards. Speaking of which, are they out of business yet? I almost want to say they're going to be done by the end of the year. And
Strike
I know,
Force?
Yeah. And yes, they have that January card, but who's to say they won't cancel another one before the end of the year?
I'm thinking about canceling my Showtime because I was only keeping it because of Strike Force. And now it seems like it's not going to be around anymore.
Is there anything else worth watching on Showtime?
I watched that show Shameless, which is pretty amazing. It's set in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and it's about this fucked up south side of Chicago family, but it's really good. It's entertaining. William H. Macy's the main character, the drunk dad. It's worth your time. If you have Showtime and on demand, you should watch it. There's already been two seasons. Hilarious.
Nice.
It's really hilarious.
I don't know what my next slide is, Ingo.
Doesn't matter. Surprise us.
I'm curious.
As long as it's not naked boobies, because we might get banned off YouTube.
I'm going to hold off before changing, because I don't know what it is. But there's this Lance Armstrong shit comes out, and one of the articles labels it as, Nike proves deadlier than cancer. So basically, they're stripping him of all his titles, and call him this ringleader and whatnot. Because he used steroids or whatever.
He's a ringleader now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think the heart of the matter that no one wants to admit is that they're persecuting him because he has one ball.
Possible.
One ball. And did you know there's other people in the history books that have allegedly had one ball also? So not only do you have Lance Armstrong, who's the one ball haver, Napoleon,
okay,
one ball,
okay,
Hitler.
This is officially on record?
Yeah. Okay. It's all official. Okay. Hitler, one ball.
Okay.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait, Hitler has only one ball? Where'd you find this stat?
This is all legend, but somewhat true.
Okay.
And Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. So.
That would explain a lot, but Schwarzenegger's one ball is like fucking seriously, grapefruit sized.
Exactly. I joke. Like, because I have the one kidney and the other one gets all swole, like two times the size because it's manly. Yeah. That's what happens to your
He's
ball.
He's got like a cock and then a big softball underneath it.
You can't even see his cock because his ball is so bowl. Fucking big.
Is it like a, what are those, orangutans where the balls swell?
That'd be fucking whatever. Epic.
It swells up.
I'd want big old balls. Like, you gotta push them around a goddamn wheelbarrow.
Like elephantitis of the nuts?
Yeah, we put that up before. How awesome. Well, even South Park did a show like that where they were trying to get ball cancer so they could all smoke some weed and mm-hmm. get the medical marijuana cards.
You can get one of those fake balls.
The nudicle? We talked about that. That thing's awesome. Well, that's what you got to do dog. For your dog. don't rob him of his dignity.
Oh, my God.
Get him some fake balls and get him some big fucking fake balls. Not these little bitch golf ball ones. Softball. Okay. Chihuahua with softball size fucking balls. Dragging his hindquarters because they're so big. You got to get him a skid pad. Skid pad for his balls.
He's got a skateboard attached, so he just roll.
Little wiener dog with these huge-ass balls.
They roll along.
And the guy's getting all the ladies. And he's probably just going to sit there and lick them all day. But hey, you got them. You got to do something with them.
Fair enough. So was there a question? I don't know.
Oh, I think it's just back to the original thing. They just leave him the fuck alone. Why do they go after these guys like him? And then you look at baseball, Barry Bonds. Like, do they go after the guys that are at the top because they want to knock people off their pedestal? Or what's the deal?
I don't know. They got to spend their money somehow. I think it's all spending
money.
Is
that what's important?
I think so. I think they get funding, you know, like in the whole baseball thing. It sounds like the government spent millions of dollars to try to prosecute like Victor Conti and all those guys. And it just seems like, okay, if they're not doing stuff and they're getting all this funding, then they're going to cancel that shit. So it's just, I see it a lot in my business too, mm-hmm. where you got to spend the money sometimes, otherwise you don't get it again. So
it's like marketing.
Yeah.
You need to brand, right?
Yes.
You need to spend your money sponsoring podcasts.
Absolutely. Especially MMA podcasts.
Yeah, that's the big thing for 2012/13.
It is.
It's like ass to mouth.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Just kind of went to right a along. Screeching halt.
I'm sorry. That was like a private joke.
You got to take it to the next level.
Okay. I just right-clicked again, Ingo. See, now you got me right-clicking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about arrows. Hit the right arrow. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I don't have a right arrow.
You don't?
Oh, this one's not even in my notes. But did you notice the UFC 154? I swear to God, this is a facial hair war. Because look at every fight on this. And I'll throw up the screen. So Condit St. Pierre, Beard versus Nunn, Hendricks, Catman, Lawler, Griggs, Garza, Legionarius.
Nice.
Philippou.
Mm-hmm.
McDessie, Bocek. Some other guy I don't know, Menjivar. You go down the list. I think this could be the card that has the most beards. Versus non-beards. Okay. Or facial hair versus facial hair.
Is Condit keeping the beard for the St. Pierre fight?
You should.
Okay.
I think that'll intimidate GSP and his knee and groin.
Probably.
He's probably afraid.
His abductor muscle.
Did you see any of the promo yet?
Not yet. Is it out?
Yeah, I saw a little bit. It was like a little 5 minutes. I'm geared up. I want to see GSP. Is his knee ready? Is he going to come back? Is he going to fight? Is he going to dominate? Will he fight Nick Diaz? Will he fight Anderson Silva? Or will he just fade into oblivion?
I say, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll save my thoughts for that card when we cover it.
Fair enough. Oh, did you see this guy?
The fuck?
This guy, he's either the forefather of American karate.
Okay.
Or two in a pink, one in the stink.
I don't know. Who is that, someone famous?
I don't know. This is like some painter dude.
Looked like he was, but
some dude that got painted, but he looked like he's going to do damage with that.
I felt kind of stupid for a minute. And like, what are you talking about? It's Ben Franklin.
No, I don't know. Don't worry. My shit's all out of order. Did you see this one that got swept under a rug that no one mentioned?
No.
Liddell shits pants during fight with cop. Mm-mm. Or police.
He had a fight with the cops?
Here you go. Well, it's not as it seems, but it's still cool. 45-year-old William David Liddell started by taking off with a U-Haul van that he never returned. Right. He then smashed into another car in his trailer park, but instead of leaving a note, he fled the scene, nearly running over some people. Police saw the van parked at a McDonald's, so they went over to make the arrest. Liddell punched the cop in the face and put the van in reverse. The cop returned the punch, but was struck by the door as the van tried to escape backwards out of the lot. Police had parked behind the van, so he wasn't able to escape. He did shit his pants, though.
Not Chuck Liddell.
Not Chuck Liddell. Like,
what?
But the... I think I got his picture here somewhere. Oh, that one! Get in there!
Oh, terrible.
God damn it, Steven Seagal. He's
That's
always
so gross.
Fucking stuff up. This is the guy. Do you think, like, in that action with the police, is that a fear shit? Or is that an exertion shit?
I don't know. They say, like, I was, you know, like, I think burglars and stuff have a tendency to, like, have to shit because it's, like, the adrenaline kind of anxiety.
I don't know. I've never been that amped up that I felt the need to just relieve myself. And
it's
pants.
Probably part of that, you know? I think it wasn't exertion. It was more like just hormones and adrenaline just kind of, I got to shit. You know, like, okay, like, sometimes you got to go and you're like, it's all good. And sometimes you're like, I kind of got to go. I don't have to go. And then you go and like, whoa. I guess I had to go, you know, so it's like, you never know what's coming up.
Well, sometimes I just shit my pants. I mean, that just happened. I didn't even try once. Yeah. I told you that.
Not like that slide you showed just a minute ago. I never
No, did. But that, like, maybe that's the exertion shit.
Or if like you're running.
You're working it. You're working
like if I go for more than 3 miles, if I try to go like six, you know, like after that fourth
it's
mile.
It's real hot.
I'm just like.
It's like 100 getting, degrees.
Yeah, so like start farting, you know.
Let's get a little juicy.
Repulsion.
A little juicy.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's just things are moving around.
No problem. You know? I got to go check myself.
Mm-hmm. Not like that, though. That looks like probably a marathon, maybe. I mean, I guess if you're almost there, you might as well just fucking finish.
Well, you could at least grab a water bottle and, like,
it's disgusting.
You can keep running, but just douse yourself off.
So gross.
This is the worst ever.
It's all good, though.
And then as we move along... I'll post this one up, but just...
Now, this might be look just like rubber glove on a plastic bottle, but I show you is much more, because when you give squeeze, you get middle finger that say, fuck you.
That's awesome.
That guy is great. But it reminds me,
it's the accent that got me. I was laughing my ass off.
It's guy, man.
Marcus from Borderlands?
Yeah. And speaking of which, why does this motherfucker have any orange weapons? Where are my orange weapons, Ego? Orange
know.
Are the rarest. I have none. Yeah. None.
I was trying to look online, and it seems like some people are farming certain bosses, like in the second playthrough, third playthrough. So that's the key, is to kind of like farm shit. But this has been a lot of fun. We've been playing at least a couple times a week online, and it's a lot of fun. Like, we played last night, and it was like, I just wish I had more energy to stay up, because I know this is like stay up till 3 a.m. and play. I know I got to get up the next morning all the time. So, but yeah, good time.
We got to do that new content. That stuff's pretty good. The pirate
is it?
Shit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we're on the last chapter with our two guys, and then we can
finish
go over.
It and then hit that.
Yeah.
That'd be Fuck sweet. Yeah.
So Borderlands 2, check it out, bitches.
That's right. Don't be afraid.
Time. And FIFA 13, which he's not playing, but I am like a madman. Online Pro, 11 versus 11. Addicting.
You said that's literally 11 versus 11.
I can't stop playing the fucking game. That's why when I start, it's like 2 hours, 3 hours nonstop. Because you get with a good group and you just start dominating. You're passing going on. You got crosses. You got lob passes.
Can you fight? Can you get a red card?
Oh, you can get a red card.
Do you get thrown out then? And
yes.
Then you can't play?
Yeah. You can
just
watch.
You gotta,
yes. Yeah. It's fucking
like,
awesome.
Fuck, this is awesome, man. You guys go team. Like
and
you cheerlead then?
If you fuck around too much, like, you can get subbed out if the coach doesn't like your play.
Who's the coach?
Sub your ass
is someone
out.
A coach?
It's a computer.
Oh, fuck the computer. Yeah. You can't tell me.
I think one person maybe is picked as, like, the coach. I don't know.
But. Awesome. You're benched. Fuck you. Computer, AI. Yeah. Is the computer play then for that player?
It's either 11. It's not always 11 versus 11, but if there's not enough, then the computer plays
subs
the other. Yeah, they play the other parts, but it's good fun. Good fun.
Nice. Anything else going on?
He doesn't care.
I do care, but I don't. I do.
What else is going on?
I like soccer.
I don't know. What else is going on? Nothing really. I mean, you know. I've been looking forward to The Hobbit coming out. Are you going to watch that when it comes out?
Oh, I'll rent it.
Rental will probably be spring. It's coming out in December.
I'm a big renter, Ingo.
I'm going to skip work and go see that fucker in the middle of the day because there has been... I have the last good movie I saw. I have to say probably Batman when we went to go see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than that, I have... Dude, there's no good movie.
Did you see Avengers yet? I have not.
No.
I'm waiting.
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it.
It's out. I just haven't had the time to
go. How come they
it?
Can't make a good movie that's not action related? Like, can't give me something like, you know, I don't know, something interesting.
Yeah,
watch.
Try to name the last movie that was good that was non-action related.
I heard that Argo was good, that movie about like...
Isn't that the Ben Affleck?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. I don't know. I don't know. There's not been a really great movie that I recall in a long time. That I watch a lot of documentaries, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm getting older and I don't have time for bullshit. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Probably.
Is that, you know? Because I feel like a good movie is one where... You forget you're watching the movie. You're kind of just like in the moment and mm-hmm. you're living whatever's going on. And then there's a lot of movies where they do things like in certain scenes where it pulls you out of the, like it pulls you out and you realize you're watching a movie again. And I hate that, you know?
It's like for me, it's any Keanu Reeves movie. I'm sucked right
in. Sucked right in. Is he still making movies?
I don't know.
Was it like a walk in the clouds or whatever the fuck? Sandra Bullock?
Well, I joked because like a lot of his movies I happen to like. Point Break.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Matrix.
Yeah.
And there was something else.
Oh, the Matrix.
There.
Jesus Christ. I ever tell you my experience about the Matrix?
Go ahead.
My dad watches this podcast. Let's say the Matrix, I saw the first time in a slightly altered state.
Okay. Did you lose trip balls and lost your mind?
Something like that.
Puked all over?
No. Just
shit the floor. You did the Ozzy Osbourne shit the floor and then start painting the walls with your shit.
No, but that was quite, I mean, I thought I was in the Matrix. It's kind of scary. So
you shouldn't be in that state of mind while you're
watching. Let's just say
that.
I took the blue pill prior to seeing the movie.
Ooh, snap.
So I recommend it.
The red pill.
There's nothing. I mean, is there anything out on? That's the one I'm looking forward to is The Hobbit. Is there anything on your radar that you're just kind
of
like?
I'm so off the grid. I'm more of, okay, what's Redbox have? What's Amazon Prime? I'm a cheap bitch these days.
Yeah. Prime is starting to get a lot of stuff. And I was just hearing that Netflix is in trouble, too. They're losing stock and, like, I don't know, all kinds of shit going on. Fucking Netflix. They need to up their game, okay?
Yeah.
I have their $7.99 streaming service, which is awesome for kids, but I need more adult shit. If you're not going to put movies out, at least get all the good documentaries and stuff. What'd you say?
Shiza?
Yeah.
What?
I'm still going through that 30 for 30 series. There's all kinds of good stuff, like.
Who else is struggling? Best Buy. Best Buy is struggling. Did you see that? Oh, they've been closing stores.
It's, good. Should close them all. Fuck that.
You know why? It's they got away from the online. Yeah. They're so anti this and that. And I was driving by Fry's a couple days ago, and there's a big sign on the side of it says, "We match internet pricing." Like, Jesus Christ. All these retailers, and I know Best Buy is doing it now, they were always... No, fucking internet is the devil. We do not match pricing. Now they have to fucking compete because all their showrooms are becoming showrooms for fucking Amazon, or their store is a showroom for Amazon.
Do you want to sell something or not? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think you can survive as a brick and mortar store in an internet economy, then do something different that it has a service or a value added service above and beyond just shopping at Amazon.
Topless salespeople.
Maybe. Or, I don't know, there needs to be, like, knowledgeable people in the store. The Best Buy, nobody knows a fucking thing. They have these idiots talking to you in the store. I'm like, shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
The biggest problem, I think, is, did you want the extended warranty? Are you sure you didn't want the extended warranty?
$5.99.
And then, $1,200 TV. They even delay the printer receipts printing to give you more time to sell the fucking extended
warranty?
Oh, really? No, I didn't
know that. I never buy that.
It's all tricks. You don't need them.
They try to get me to buy, like, I bought a video game there maybe 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you like to put an extended warranty on this for $12.99? I'm like, on my video game? Yes. In case you scratch it or break it. I'm like, no, I'm good. $12.99? Are you serious? On a $50 video game? Sure.
What is going to happen? What are you going to do? Buff it out for me? What if I break it in half?
They replace it. They replace them.
You should just break it out of principle.
I haven't set foot in the Best Buy in almost, I would say, over a year. And I don't plan to.
I was going to, and now it's a Halloween store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one over there.
Well, they're coming out with a tablet, supposedly. So
yeah, that always works well for every retailer. Seeing how it was a computer buyer for 13 years.
They're going to win the battle, dominate the market. I have this because it's the best.
Didn't CompUSA try to make their own
tablet?
Computer? Well, it's anybody who's put their name on a computer that's been a retailer
yeah.
has lost horribly. And even, like, look at HP. Here's a computer manufacturer. We tried to make a tablet and tried to sell it at a price at the same or higher than fucking Apple. And what happened? Discounted them down to fucking $99 and liquidated them all pretty much on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not in the business of making that product, it's not going to work. Unless you're Apple.
Well, Amazon's doing it right. I think they have a good thing with the Kindle. Mm. They have the Kindle Fire. I'm not a big fan of the Kindle Fire. I like the regular Kindle because I like to read books on it. But the Kindle Fire is heavy. The iPad's way better than the Kindle Fire, but at least they have mm-hmm. a unique thing. They do books there. That's what they're known for. So, which they need to be cheaper, by the way. It's fucking bullshit. It's only like
a discount?
It's like $1 or $2 less than the paperback. So sometimes it can be more, and sometimes it can be less, and sometimes it can be a lot less. But it just kind of blows because
it should be like a buck.
Well,
I can understand it should be more, that cheap,
like $5 for a book, $5.99. Not like it's the paperback's $12.99, the Kindle is $11.99.
Yeah, well, like, what does it cost to print a book? A couple bucks? I mean, it should. Yeah. Whatever the cost of the book is how much cheaper that fucking digital version should be.
Yeah, but it is convenient because, like, I could finish a book. I'm like, I'd like to read something. Oh, let me go in the store and I'll buy this, and you know, it's kind of nice. And I don't know, it is what it is.
It's true. Let's move right along. Let's close it down.
I feel like we've been rambling.
We should ramble. I'm lucky I even have a brain.
You are a zombie.
It's true.
Sponsors! Yeah, we are brought to you by Defense Soap. Go to DefenseSoap.com and save 15% on all your orders by using the code MMANUTS. Zombies need soap too. And if you have a zombie in your family and you want to feed them bars of soap, at least it could be natural. I'm going to keep talking, so he's just going to keep this in his mouth the whole time. It's 100% natural. Let's see. No artificial ingredients made from eucalyptus, tea tree oil, pharmacopoeia, some other shit. I don't know. It's all natural shit in here. It works with jock itch, lice, dandruff, acne, dry skin, athlete's foot, MRSA, impetigo, ringworm, and all kinds of good stuff. You know, if you went out the night before, you had a little unsavory, you know what, with some random woman, in the morning, you need to wash your balls, buy some Defense Soap. This will save your life, okay? 15% off, MMA Nuts. Go there. Also, we are sponsored by...
I swear to God, it tastes so good. You don't know what it's like to have Dial in your mouth.
After you've had it in your mouth for a while.
I'm sure you wouldn't be handling that now.
I'm good. But they say it kills everything, so I should be good.
Does it kill zombies, though?
At least I should let it dry.
Also, let it dry until next
week. We are sponsored by...
It's not bad.
Q5. Go to Q5 Combat. Enter code MMA Nuts.
What can you say?
Save 10%. And actually, we should have some supplements. I've used their supplements. I tried their whey. I tried their
some other
stuff. Are you going to use that? You got to give it to your wife or something. You're not using it.
So.
I need it. I need the launch fuel to keep me big. Well,
hey, speaking of Q5, I was just reading their site. And did you know Q5 isn't for the 20-year-old juice monkeys looking to bulk up so they can impress skanky chicks down at the local club? Q5 is for guys like you and me. We take our nutrition seriously, but we still want to have some fun and kick a little ass. And while most guys our age are patched out in a lazy boy with a beer and a bag of chips.
Not me.
We'll be making the young lions nervous. They'll wonder what in the hell that old man has been taking. Let them wonder. Let them wonder. That may be the best advertising ever.
Is it?
Fuck yeah. My mouth's a little soapy, Ingo.
Drink some beer, man.
It's not helping.
I mean, you know, Bill from Q5, I remember when we had that meeting with him. He was like, this shit is not designed for the young stud. They want to market towards guys like us. Older, you know, over 35. It doesn't taste so good now, does it?
Well, there's a little bit of an aftertaste. It's like on the roof of my mouth.
But you have no, you just know that you have no infection in your mouth
I'm
anymore.
I'm totally clean right now. Good. I think I've killed the HIV for the next 5 years. I'm actually, I just vaccinated myself so I can go out and bang hookers, no condoms.
That's right.
I'm sure my wife will approve.
Good. Yeah, I mean, Q5, okay.
It's all good.
Their product is more expensive than in some respects than a lot of things. But I've tried their whey protein. It's delicious. It's made with stevia. It comes from like grass-fed herds in fucking New Zealand.
It's all about grass-fed these days.
New Zealand grass-fed herds. My favorite product out of all of the ones they have is called Launch Fuel. It's like a natural stimulant, pre-workout boost. I wouldn't say that it gives me loads of energy. It kind of like just
gives
kinda,
you loads.
Just gives me loads. Like when
you can deliver.
I deliver
anytime.
The loads like gallons of like keep coming and coming. No.
It's always great for a sponsor section.
No, it just kind of gives you like a clarity, like especially like if you're doing jujitsu where a lot of times you're thinking while you're working out. You know, it's not like lifting weights where you're just kind of just throwing the weights up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm able to grasp the concepts easier and you're just kind of working through stuff. It's good. And when you're tired after hard days of work, which most guys in our age in their 30s, 40s, we're working hard. We got stressful lives. You need something to kind of...
Stressful wives or lives?
Yes.
Both.
You need something to kind of get you going. So check them out. 10% MMA Nuts. And of course, last but not least, we are sponsored by...
What about GoDaddy?
Oh, shit. GoDaddy. I almost forgot.
It's like that big sign.
It's because
right there.
it's because they're
overpowering.
They're the newest sponsor. Listen, you know and I know that you have ideas. 2 a.m, you've been drinking. You're like, fuck, I need to get this domain name. And you go and check and you're like, oh, it's not taken.
You fucked your mom.com.
495 domain names, unheard of.
Up to three.
Enter code MMANuts, godaddy.com. MMANuts is the code. 495 domains. Go there now. Do it. Don't be fucking retarded.
Yeah, don't be retarded. Get 3 domain names right now. You know what? Get 6. Be a man and just pony up on another name.
$15.
Another account.
$14.85. Is that what
support
that,
the man,
that is?
Support
am I doing
the show.
Right? Yeah. It's $15. You spend more on that than that. If you're in Chicago and you go out to get a drink, it's $15.
One drink.
You get three.
If you're in Las Vegas, you go to a Red Bull and vodka. $15.
Probably more than
probably
that.
Probably 30 now. $30. I don't know last time I was there, but anyways.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So go there. Oh, don't be square. Good. And
what else was I gonna say about that?
Bards?
No, I wanted to mention something else about GoDaddy, but
Danica Patrick. Sorry.
Yeah, it should be like a video game. The more you buy, the more clothes just comes off of her on the website.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that.
See? A man with a vision. We're also sponsored by Bard's Beer. It is the best gluten-free beer in the world. I'm bold enough to say it. You can go to bardsbeer.com. You can find a retailer or a location near you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No lies.
Mm-hmm. No.
Look at...
Nobody can see that.
Well, it's good because I'm out of control pouring my beer.
It's not good.
Zombies don't pour straight.
Oh, here we go.
So,
excuse me. Sorry.
This is UFC on Fuel 6.
Mm-hmm. I have no facts on this. All I know is it's in Macau, China.
That's good because that's the one fact I'm missing. So, you got to watch out for the start time because I get fucked up by start times. If it isn't starting at 9 Central, I'm retarded. So, the preliminary card on Facebook starts at 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific. Yeah,
who's watching this card? That's my question.
Exactly. The main card on Fuel TV, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. Wow. How does that affect the fighters fighting at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Macau is like a destination for like mongering, too, from what I understand.
What's mongering? Is that bad?
Depends who you ask.
Is it fear mongering?
No,
I've heard of that.
It's
I don't know what
for
it means,
like
so.
Sexual mongering.
Ooh,
so
that sounds threatening.
It's one of the largest gambling capitals in the world, and also like you know sex trafficking. So I don't know. I'm just saying maybe there's fighters might be busy doing all their things,
fucking banging it out all night. They're not fuck sleep. They're just coming in straight to the
they're
fight.
They keep
the
coming
in.
And coming.
Fuck.
That's
man.
One way to cut weight, I suppose.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Never tried.
I'm just going to blow loads for like a week.
Can't be good for you. It probably lowers your testosterone.
I don't know about that. I mean, I gotta look something up.
Let me tell you more.
Keep talking.
All right, Macau, China, November 10th. Like he said, the times are all fucked up, so beware wherever you are. Might be on real early in the morning, midday, middle of the night. Rich Franklin versus Kung Lee is the main event of this fight. Obviously, two very veteran fighters. So, are you still looking?
I'm almost there.
Are you still looking?
I'm missing a stat that I wrote down yet again. Didn't save. I'm a little rusty this week, Ingo.
You're letting us down. It's your zombie brain. That's the problem.
All right, we're good to go now.
You're good. So let's do this.
All right, we've got Kung Lee. He's 8-2 versus Rich
Ace
Franklin. He's 29-6. Lee, 88% of his wins by KO. Franklin, 52% by KO and a fucking 34% by submission. And the odds from BetDSI, that's right. Lee at +215, Franklin at -275. So this is a good matchup. I actually like this fight because Lee is 40 and Franklin is 38. So we kind of joke about a senior league, but I think they kind of need it. And this fight makes probably the most sense out of all fights that we've seen of late.
Yes, sir.
A little southpaw versus southpaw action also. Mm-hmm. Here's the weird fact. And Lee has gone win-loss, win-loss, win. So he's trending for a loss. And Franklin's gone win-loss, 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 win. Trending for a loss.
Can they both lose?
Might as well. Someone has to. And like we were talking before, you said the TRT thing. Both of them.
No TRT.
They'll negate the TRT. Lee said he has got a new trainer now. So he had the same trainer he has now he had before the Cote fight.
Okay.
So his conditioning looked a lot better in that fight.
Yeah.
So I believe this is going to be 5 rounds. So
it is 5 rounds.
Thank you. Verified. I always like Franklin to go past 2 rounds. If he does, it's all Franklin. Mm-hmm. Before 2, I like Lee. Also, Lee's coming back from that foot injury. And did you see that thing where he did some bloodletting on his foot?
No.
It's kind of gross. Like they poked holes in his foot and like squeezed the blood out. And his toes are all fucking crooked and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to just throw up the video. I don't know if
it's disgusting. But he is from the Asian Eastern culture type of lifestyle. So I'm not surprised. They do weird shit.
I'm all for that. See, look at that toe.
Ew.
That can't be good.
Probably not. They should re-break
but
that.
But then he just jabs him. So I don't know what the official injury was on him at the time.
Maybe that's just the toes fucked up. That's why they're...
But he said he needed to squeeze the old bad blood out. So the guy just jabs him a bunch of times.
It's fucking retarded. There's no bad blood in his toe. Anyways, I'd have to make a comment. When you're taking videos, turn your phone sideways and then hit record, fuckers. Not before. It's so annoying when I see this shit and it's like straight up and down line of video and it doesn't take up the whole...
You're passing out yet.
No, I'm good.
I can't, I'll restart.
I can't really see that, so it's good.
It's all good. I'll post some footage of him squeezing the blood.
I won't be
out.
Watching that. I'm a little squeamish with the blood when it's being poked.
Okay. I hear squeaky floors. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. Your wife is pacing. She's going to kill us. When
she's talking to your wife, so.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Even better.
So, does Franklin have trouble with southpaws? Because a lot of the losses he has are to southpaws. Mm-hmm. And like Machida, Anderson twice, and Belfort. So
yeah, but look at the competition.
I know. Four of his six are to southpaws. So.
And, you know, Machida. Was Machida?
That was like, a long time ago. Yeah, Machida.
Belfort. That was at a catch. I mean,
that was at a funky
192-pound division or something. That could have gone either way because he just got on the bad end of the Belfort flurry there. And then Silva. Come on.
Yeah. He's going to wreck everybody.
Yeah. I would say no. I would say just coincidence. But do you want me to?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm still kind of on the fence because It's one of those ones, again, where the heart will say pick Franklin. The head is saying pick Lee, especially, like, should have, like, a home
country. Let me see if I can sway the head.
Whoa. Whoa. Go for that, because, then,
okay,
brother.
Let's break it down, okay? If you're looking at Lee versus Franklin, the grappling department, I would definitely give to Rich. Mm-hmm. I think Lee on the ground has no answer for anything Rich is going to give. And the one thing that Rich has, which a lot of fighters Lee maybe hasn't fought recently had necessarily, is
big black cock.
IQ.
Oh, damn it. Had to get that
fight IQ.
Then.
Rich is a master at, like, coming up with the right game plan to fight guys, and he's not going to fall for that fancy pants, like, striking bullshit. So I say he lets Lee burn himself out in the first round because, you know, I mean, Lee likes to throw that fancy kicks and all this stuff. And Rich isn't going to be where those kicks are. I think he's probably working right now to kind of figure out where, if he should be close, should be far, should be back out. And, you know, Kung Lee gets tired, man. The guy gets tired.
I don't know. He looked all right against Gote.
Yeah.
That was only 3 rounds, though.
I know.
He has to go 5. That's a whole other story. Because look at the Vanderlei Silva fight with Rich Franklin where, you know, Vanderlei blew it all out. And I think it was the second round. Like, it was close to getting stopped. And then he was fucked for the rest of the fight.
And Ace has gone the distance in 25 minutes, like, more than once.
And I've said it once and I'll say it again. He's probably one of the best 5-round fighters there is.
Yes.
He needs to just get past. He needs to get into the championship rounds and then you're done. He just melts you.
Yeah, I think he's going to melt Lee earlier. I'm feeling like a 3rd round melting. I think Lee burns himself out in the 1st round, and if he doesn't catch Rich early, he's in big trouble. Even the 2nd round, it's going to be tough for him to. Once Franklin starts working his game, I really feel like Franklin's going to want to close the distance. Maybe get this fight to the ground or against the cage. And I'm thinking like a 3rd round, kind of a knockout. Franklin's no slouch in the stand-up. If Lee's tired and he's not able to throw those kicks, you know, with speed, Rich is going to shake that shit off and he's going to finish him. I feel like he's going to knock out Kung Lee in the 3rd round. That's
kinda, wouldn't upset me.
It wouldn't, well.
It wouldn't upset me.
That's kind of what I'm seeing. I don't know. What do you?
I got a feeling.
You really think Lee's more technical, more?
The stand-up, yeah, on the ground, though, but. Yeah. I think I got a feeling Lee's gonna catch him with a fucking kick to the body and
something
and
he hasn't seen before, maybe.
Maybe like a spinning back kick, maybe like how David the Crow Luazo threw on Charles McCarthy, where he caught him with that one.
Yep.
And fuck, I have a feeling we're gonna see something like that in the 2nd round, and I don't want to see Franklin lose, but I feel he's gonna lose. So my prediction is early for Lee. If it goes past 2, it's all Franklin. But I'm going to take Lee with the 2nd round, spinning back kick. Take
Fair enough.
To go. Kale.
I can't argue that, for sure. I think it's a tight fight. And is
like
it,
my face tight? My foot skin is tightening up as the show progresses.
Is the UFC kind of giving us a seniors division lately with this whole... The matchups seem intriguing with the older guys. Seems like, you know, they're kind of headed in that direction without saying it and... You know,
it's what they need to do. Yeah. I mean, if you want to extend the careers of some of these guys too, you don't want to feed them some fucking lions.
Like BJ Penn.
Passing of the guard kind of fight. But they did the
He's
same.
He's going to win.
They did the same thing when Rich Franklin first came into the UFC. They fed him Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Or fed Ken Shamrock to him, and it was kind of a changing of the guard kind of fight. And not that this fight is along those lines, but that BJ Penn Roy McDonald fight sure seems like that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the replacement for GSP.
Not. BJ's going to school his ass. Don't worry.
We'll see.
I will give you my prediction when the time comes.
It's probably going to be a John Fitch draw.
No. BJ Penn via submission.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. So I got Lee.
I'll take Franklin.
Surprising. You have Franklin and the Magic 8-Ball. Let's take it, Kung Lee.
Smart move.
Chicken bow. You ready? You ready for viewer mail action?
I'm ready.
All right. Ryan Smith asks, what are your thoughts on Aldo versus Edgar and Bisping versus Belfort for UFC 156?
Is that official?
I don't know.
Sounds good.
I'm buying it.
Sure.
You're selling it?
Sold. Sounds great. I you know, I don't know. Sounds great to me.
Great.
I hope Belcher wrecks him, but gonna be a tough fight for
Belfort.
Belfort?
Yeah.
Is it Belfort?
Belfort Bisping. I think this is just rumor because I don't recall.
Swear I heard Belcher.
I think you were wearing that astronaut helmet too long.
Maybe.
It would have affected your hearing.
Or it's the beard.
One of the two. Non-MMA related. Who would be more fun in bed, Ronda Rousey or Miesha Tate?
I have no idea. Probably Miesha Tate.
Fucking Rousey's gonna dick bar you, and you're gonna be fucked. You don't want any part of it.
I don't want to be scared during sex, okay?
Yeah, because you got to think, here's a woman whose mom, like, always jumped her in the middle of the night, yeah, arm-barring her and going, practice defense. Are you kidding me? When you're fucking that chick, she's going to be doing some crazy shit to you when you're not expecting it. You're just about to drop a load, and then she fucking grabs your cock and cracks it in half.
Nervous
and then
okay.
Then the load shoots back up inside of you, comes out your mouth. It can't be good. Can't be good, Ingo.
Nervous is okay during sex. Scared is not okay.
I'm just saying, you don't want any part of that.
I'm with you.
All right. Daniel Ivanovich asks, Miracle Krokop is officially returning to MMA next year.
All right.
And he will fight for Brazil's Royal FC against Pedro Rizzo. What are your thoughts on that?
This is news to me, but sure.
I like it. Would you like to see
Krokop? Is it striking only or MMA?
It looks like MMA.
Okay.
Would you like to see Krokop versus Big Nog too?
Yeah, why not?
What the hell? The seniors division, that's exactly
do
it.
Do it up, man.
Big Nog should not be fighting the fucking Young Bucks anymore.
No.
Connor Hills asked, do you guys like Koscheck versus Diaz when Diaz comes back?
No.
Great. Darion Verton. Would you guys rather see GSP versus Nick Diaz than GSP versus Anderson? Which one would you rather see?
GSP. I think Diaz has a good shot beating GSP, but Anderson might destroy him.
Yes. So that would be more fun. He also asked, name a few fighters who should retire. I'm not going to name anybody. I'm not their daddy. You
nope,
keep fighting.
They can do whatever they want, but yep. I'm sure you can make your own conclusions.
I'll name one. Ken Shamrock.
He's already retired, isn't he?
I don't know. Tank Abbott.
Yeah. Nobody knows what these guys are thinking. I think a guy who's coming off a bunch of knockouts should consider retiring.
Not going to say it. Not going to say it. All right. And he has one other question. Alistair Overeem is getting his shot. Sonnen is getting his shot. Frankie Edgar is getting his shot. Why is Nick Diaz not getting his title shot?
Because he's a fucking retard and doesn't know how to play by the rules, okay?
It's you got
to
play simple. Ball, buddy. Yes. Play ball.
Yes.
Stop smoking weed for like 3 weeks. Maybe 3 weeks? Can you do that? It's not that hard.
Quit being so like combative. And, you know, I like the guy. I think he's a great fighter. He's probably a cool dude to hang around with. But, dude, you can't always be persecuted by the system. You just eventually just got to play the game and just do your thing. That's it. Either you like the fight or you don't. Don't bitch about it constantly.
He reminds me of a kitty cat. You can't fucking trust them.
Maybe not.
He'll turn on you in a fucking heartbeat.
Why not? He seems like a cool dude. I'd love to train with him.
Probably yeah, that'll be fun. You're going to be getting your ass
no, I don't wanna, like,
from bell to bell.
Roll with him like in that sense, but learn from him, I'm saying.
Yeah, his learning is like kicking your ass.
See this? How do you like that? Oh, you're conscious. Wake
he's
up.
Like, these rounds aren't 5 minutes. These rounds are over when I say they're over, okay. Bitch. What?
209.
Goddamn right. Brandon Weinstein asked, would you rather get butt fucked by Kimbo Slice or Bigfoot Silva?
I'm going to say Kimbo because I believe his penis is small. Bigfoot was a gigantism. His penis is probably large.
He's got an 18-inch anaconda, son.
Yeah.
You don't want none.
I don't think the penis will grow as well as the rest of the body probably grows.
It's just his balls. Just his balls are swole like a motherfucker. Stay hungry.
Yes.
Daniel Ivanovich asks, who has the best and who has the worst nickname in MMA, period?
The best in, wow, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, I always liked Vanderlei Silva. I always liked the axe murderer. That always seemed like it struck fear into people's hearts.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. The nicknames, it's like, I think it depends on the fighter because some guys, they live up to it like a Vanderlei Silva, you know, and some guys don't. So the worst nickname, I don't know. I can't even think. Is there one that comes to mind?
There was, and I'll have to post something at a later date because I know we've talked about
maybe
this.
Maybe Michael the Count Bisping, like what the fuck?
I don't know, it's kind of gay.
Slightly gay.
There was one.
Or a handsome Matt Wyman.
Yeah, that's the one. That's it's probably the worst.
It might be.
I'll post some other ones. I mean, that should just be a question. I'd like to see. We'll put it up on Facebook. I want to see what other people think. Because offhand right now, I cannot think
straight. Too difficult of a question.
All good.
But good nonetheless.
Ben Hub asks, if one was sacrificing a goat, would it be kosher, halal, or just cutting its fucking head off? This is a great show, guys.
I have no idea.
If I was going to sacrifice a goat, I would go with the fist method.
Isn't halal and kosher pretty close or something?
I don't know.
One is like by a priest. One is like, I don't know, it's like the way they cut it, the priest has to be blessed, the knife and all that shit has to be blessed by some kind of a priest or something.
I would fist that fucker, grab his head and pull it out his asshole.
Nice.
Done. And then the meat's all ready, right?
That might be kosher, I don't know.
That's kosher.
It's all good.
Put salt down, it'll work. Oh. Daniel Ivanovich asks another question. You guys like Ariel Helwani's interviews? He starts some shit up. With his questions, basically, he's doing the dirty job for the media. Unique in his job? I don't know. Honestly, sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Did you see the Mayhem follow-up?
I can't watch that. I tried.
Really? Yeah. I like when they're walking. My favorite one was when he was with Rampage. I think they were in, like, mm-hmm. Japan or something. That's cool, man, when they're walking along. And I, for one, wonder how they're doing that with the mics. Like, I don't see mics on the guys. So, like, how are they getting that great audio?
He's probably got a boom, like, hovering or something.
Maybe. But I think it's cool. Like, when he's moving with guys, it's just more casual. I don't have a problem with the guy. I mean, whatever.
Suit and tie, I don't like it. He's been wearing, like, the sport jacket and tie.
Yeah. What's funny, though, is what you guys don't see is that the fucking guy's got that on, but he's wearing jeans.
Jeans and gym shoes.
Yeah,
and,
it's, like, totally wacky. He's just got the top for the camera, but the bottom is, like, fucking way laid
back. It is what it is. I think I'd like...
Is there
people
bark?
That
they hear
are
barking,
huh?
They hear barking.
You bite. No. I'd like more people that train to be interviewers, I guess.
True.
He might train. It doesn't seem like it.
I don't think he does.
It doesn't seem like it because it seems like there's a lot of guys that are covering MMA and especially the ESPN guys. They don't. They're just getting into the fucking sport and know jack shit about it. They don't train. So how can you respect someone's opinion if you've never trained in your life?
Yeah.
I guess that's part of the...
I don't think you need to fight, but you at least need to understand, like, the...
You need to have gotten in there at least a handful of times to fucking get punched and punch someone else, spar, grapple, you know, wrestle. There's a whole bunch of different disciplines, and
yeah.
I don't know. I'd have a little more respect for people if they had done that.
Yeah.
Andrew M. asks, Struve has a lot of hype now, but we have seen him get crushed by mid to top level guys. Who should he fight next? And what do you think about giving really young guys top five fights?
Doesn't he have a fight lineup already or no?
He's asking me. Sure. No, I don't think he has one. I think we were talking about, I'd like to see him fight Frank Mir.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens. That could go either way. Someone might get something broken.
If they do away with the Strikeforce, I think I'd like to see him go up against like a Cormier, someone like that. I think he needs like a top 6-7 guy to see where he's really at. You know, he's young. He's made a lot of mistakes, and hopefully he's learned from them. Seems
he's
like
exciting he either way.
Yeah.
That's one of the cool things.
Yep.
All right. As I just fucked up my questions here, I hit a button. There's a ton. Andrew Adams, follow-up question. Do you still have a pickle fetish?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm out of pickles. I need to buy some.
Do I need to reload you? I might have the jar. I'll see.
No, it's all good.
My mom was just asking. She's like, do you need more pickles?
I'm going to make some more. Your mom's pickles were delicious. I would just change the one thing of the jalapenos need the seeds. It needs to be more spicy. Just for sure. And there needs to be like a big jar. That little jar you gave me is like
she's got like,
it's like
10
a one.
Of those.
That's a one. I eat
that's
that
a one hitter. It's just one and done.
That's it.
I'm out.
My wife is like, dude, you're eating a lot of pickles. I'm like, I know they're good. I can't stop eating them. And I would take out the onions. I don't know if you like the onions in there.
It's all good. Yeah. I like everything.
Do you?
That's it. That's it for viewer mail.
Add some carrots in. Cauliflower.
Maybe. Calamari.
Balls. Goat testicles. Pickled goats,
turkey,
goat nuts.
Testicles, festival.
Knowledge?
Yeah, guy. Yeah. I don't have anything. I don't think I do. Mm. I'll look at my zombie brain. Orthopedic doctors are on drugs, by the way.
So you say.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Saw a couple. They're both fucking like on speed or cocaine. I'm not quite sure. He's looking at me. My cell phone rings. He's looking at his cell phone. He's looking at me.
Did you go in looking like that?
No. And he's like, oh, and then I think the other thing that was weird is, yeah, you want to tell me that I need to curtail my exercising. No, you're getting older, so you're probably going to need to be less active, and you probably shouldn't do this and do that. Like, listen, bitch, I'm going to be exercising till I'm dead. Don't tell me that I'm not going to work out, because right now we got an issue here. You're not the right doctor for me. we're speaking crazy talk now.
Yeah. That's why I changed my chiropractor. I got a guy from the gym now who's helping me, and because this guy was like, oh, yeah, your back's not in the best shape. Like, I don't have lower back problems. It's like upper back. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're probably going to want to take like 6 to 8 weeks. I'm like, no. You know, tell me what I need to do to like go back to the gym. Yeah. I don't want to listen to this whole rest for six. That can't possibly help. Okay.
It's not. It's, like,
no.
I don't know what agenda they're under. And the weird thing was that guy didn't want to give me a fucking cortisone shot.
Really?
He was really against it. But seeing how there was this meningitis outbreak of steroid shots in the back, I wasn't going to force the issue.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this, man. I'm okay.
It's serious.
And I think he was waiting for me to ask him for the shot. So maybe that's where there was this awkward, are you okay with my answers?
It's like, are you gay? Do you?
Or maybe he just wanted to suck my cock right there.
Can I suck your cock?
Maybe that was the cue.
He was waiting for you to whip it out. Here. What do you think?
I could have got a free blowjob. I didn't even know.
It's not gay if you're receiving, right?
I guess. Or if you're in a doctor's office. It's not your problem.
It's medical
marijuana? This is a pharmaceutical company's problem.
Yes.
It's not mine. That's just...
I feel dirty now.
And I just like threw up a little in my mouth again. Great. What else? We got to close on something else. It's not the way to close this show.
It's not the way to close
on that kind
of knowledge. Let me say this. Okay, by the time this comes out, like Tuesday, our friends on the East Coast are going to be getting pounded by
big black
cock in the form of weather that's coming your way. Hopefully you guys are safe.
Get your generators. It's too late. They're already all sold out. Yeah. But yeah.
Call your friends in the middle of the country, because I think here in the Midwest, we have plenty of generators. They can ship for you.
Batten down the hatches. Bury your guns now.
I mean, it's fucked up. Do you think that this storm is like, a lot of people out there, I was reading online, a lot of people out there think this is the beginning of the end. It's like you have this apocalyptic type storms meeting on the East Coast that like rain down thunder and lightning on New York and Pennsylvania. And you think it's...
Well, there's also talk that it may be a planned storm.
Oh, like they have control of the weather all of a sudden?
They do.
For the election.
What do you think all these chemtrails are? They control the weather. They can determine how powerful or not powerful the storm is. But isn't it kind of weird that it's also going to kind of coincide right around election time?
It's very strange.
It's curious. I'll just say
Obama will be reelected. I'm calling it here.
What about some third party action, Ingo?
I'm voting for Gary Johnson.
If I was going to vote, I would vote for Gary Johnson.
You got to vote. Vote! Rock the vote! MTV.
Yeah! What happened to that campaign?
1992.
Rock the vote, bitches.
Whatever that was.
It was in the 90s, I'm sure, when they actually played music videos.
I haven't... When was the last time you actually turned on MTV? Do you recall? I want to say it's been 10 years.
I'm sure I've turned it on, but I couldn't even tell you what show was on. It was probably like... those true life stories. I'm an MMA fighter or something. The last one was probably when Kit Cope, before he was officially in MMA, I think it was when he was a kickboxer. They were kind of following him around. So it might have been 10 years ago.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago. But I don't even know what they're watching, what's on there now, what programming it's on.
No clue.
I don't know. I don't watch much. Watch all these fucking Yukon men and fucking Alaska this, and let's hunt and kill. And
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm on a documentary kick. And, of course, Boardwalk Empire. By the way, if you play FIFA 13, Ingo Nuts is my name. Hit me up on Xbox. Let's play some shit.
I'm sure you've got...
I got room. They have a 100-person limit. I cleared out 10.
Why is it only 100?
I don't know. I cleared out 10 spots. So we're going to work on that.
Working on that.
It should be more than that. It's kind of shitty.
We should have like categories of like what friends types. Do you want to log into now? Like I want to log into my MMA friends category.
Yeah,
and
that'd be cool. Yeah, or it's depending on the type of game you're playing.
Yeah,
it's
a different friend set. But
I have 10 spots. If you're playing FIFA 13, add me. I just killed like 10 people. I don't know who they are off my friends list. So,
not literally, figuratively in his game. He doesn't own.
I own no guns at this point, but I maybe will soon.
I don't own any either. I don't own three.
I only have these two guns.
That's all you need.
That's all I
but
got.
But when age creeps up, you might need some other ones. Yes. I'm just saying.
TRT.
Yeah. I want to shoot.
I'm going back in for my exam, like annual physical. So I'm gonna. They're supposed to be checking that again.
Don't do it,
because it was lower last time.
They're checking it in the morning,
not
right?
Not low, but lower.
Supposed to check it in the morning.
Are they?
Yeah, because that's when your levels are the highest.
Okay.
Sure you know that.
Who cares?
or just have a check on it in the evening. It depends. Do you want to be on the juice or not?
I don't know. I don't. You know,
I'm just saying. I don't know anything about.
I'm feeling.
I'm just saying, it's good.
I'm about to be 35, and I have to say, this past year has been rough on my. Not that I ever was athletically gifted, but man, workouts are brutal the next couple of days for me now. I mean, after jiu-jitsu, it is. The next day, I feel like I got hit by a truck. Every time. It doesn't matter if my diet's clean or I sleep a lot or I take my supplements. And I'm in pain. It's brutal. So maybe TRT is the answer.
It'll help. I'm not going to lie. It'll...
But then Caprito will hate me. I won't tell him.
He'll be like, Ingo, you're fucking submitting everybody we put up against you. You've been training for an hour straight with no rest,
drinks,
water. You're eating raw meat while you're submitting people. Using one hand. You're beating off with the other one and dropping low. You're painting my walls white. And I have a beautiful Brazilian flag that
Don't worry,
now looks
coach.
Like Japan because you beat it so hard. You're putting red blood jizz and
it's gross.
All over the walls.
You had to take it that
Spider-Man
far.
Spider-Man for the
okay.
win.
Okay. On that note, maybe it's a good time to end it.
Shut it down! Shut it down, Ingo! I gotta piss!
My name, I know my name. That's been this week's.
Here you better put your helmet on.
This week.
Close it off, man. Yeah. You can't have a spaceman helmet and not shut it down with the spaceman. Nice.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
And happy Halloween to you and yours, bitches. We'll see you next time.
Don't shoot bloody loads. Thanks for playing.